Hello and welcome to the Special Needs Parenting SOS podcast. My name is Nadia Tari and I'm a mom of four with my youngest two kids having special needs. I wanted to create a podcast where other parents who have a child with special needs could come to get some tips, suggestions, and encouragement. On today's podcast episode, I wanted to talk about special needs swings because I know that sometimes, you know, you may want to take your child out to the park. And it's fun to push them on the swing, but not all parks have a special needs swing. And so it can be frustrating to try to find the parks that are around the area you live in that do have an adaptive swing or a special needs swing. And so I wanted to share a little something that we've done that we have found very helpful. And that is my sister, she actually got an adaptive swing that she, for her son Amir, my nephew, that she could just use right in her own home. And so my sister passed that swing on to us, and it has been such a joy for both of my younger boys, Isaiah and Josiah. They absolutely love, you know, swinging in that swing, and it's got straps to make sure that they're safe and they can't fall out. And so I thought, I want to make sure, just in case there are other parents out there who don't know, that you can buy these special needs swings, otherwise known as adaptive swings, that you can use in the comfort of your own home. You can have them in your living room, you can have them in your sunroom, you can have them wherever you want. And they're really not that expensive. So if you do a Google search for special needs swings or adaptive swings, you can see the pricing anywhere from like $159 US to, obviously it goes up to 300 or more, but for a basic swing that will keep your child safe from falling out, the cheapest one I found is $159. That is not bad for the amount of joy it gives our children. So I wanted to make sure that if you are frustrated because maybe there isn't a park near where you live where they offer the adaptive swings, and so you feel like, well, I'm not going to take them to the park because they don't have any swings that I can push my child in. That is if you have a child that needs an adaptive swing. Not all children with special needs need an adaptive swing, but if you have a child that does need an adaptive swing and there's nowhere near where you live, I'd like to encourage you to go ahead and look online. You can purchase it from any number of places. There's many different companies that offer, and it's just so nice to have a swing in our living room where when we're sitting down, we're watching something, or just for no other reason than just to see their sweet smile, we can push, you know, Isaiah or Josiah in the swing, and they love the movement, they love the attention, you know, from us looking at them, smiling at them, singing to them or whatever. I just wanted to do a quick podcast episode making sure that you are aware that you don't have to just drive around and go a long ways to try to find a park that will have an adaptive swing that you can use. You can have one of these swings in your own home. So I know we have found that a huge blessing, and I hope that you will, you know, consider going online and getting an adaptive swing for your child if in fact they do need one, or if they can't use a regular swing like at an average park. But anyway, yeah, so just go to Google and type in special needs swing, or you can type in adaptive swing, and you can see all the different companies and all the different prices, and we have found it to be such a huge blessing. So anyway, that's it for today. Short and sweet. I hope that this has been helpful. If you have never thought about having a special needs swing or an adaptive swing in your own home, it's really not that expensive, and it could potentially bring an enormous amount of joy to your child or children. So anyway, That's it for today. If you are a parent of a child with special needs, I would love to have you join my private Facebook group. It's a safe environment strictly for parents who have a child with special needs, where you can get the encouragement and support from other parents who can relate to what you're going through. The name of my private Facebook group is the same name of my podcast here, which is called Special Needs Parenting SOS, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.